Greetings. Welcome. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. on 1360 AM radio. For those that are coming through the area, 1360 AM radio, we have conservative, we have every kind of talk show host. We talk about what's relevant. We cover pretty much the hosts. We cover everything that is being covered on the mainstream media and more. I'm going to start with today with the good old Pope Francis. Kind of break things up a little bit. We're watching what the right hand is doing. Let's see what the left hand is doing. Let's see what's going on in the religious world. This is out of neonnettle.com. This is 9/18, September the 18th. And Prime Minister Viktor Orban, he was meeting with Pope Francis, the globalist pope. And he states this. He warns Pope Francis, "You are allowing Christianity to die." He's being warned by a president of a nation, and the Pope is being scolded. Orban issued the warning to Pope Francis. He stated, Pope Francis, that under Pope Francis's watch, Christianity is being allowed to die under Pope Francis's leadership. The Hungarian leader told the Pope that the Christian faith will perish if he continues to promote a globalist agenda. Now, I'll interject this. And why would that be? Because the globalist agenda is anti-God, anti-Christ. That's why. Orban said that Francis must end his support for mass immigration in Europe before it's too late. When the two leaders met this week, the Prime Minister gave the Pope a gift to remind him of the dangers of his open borders push. At the meeting on Sunday, quote, according to state media, Orban even handed the Pope a provocative gift, a copy of a letter from a 13th century Hungarian king to then Pope Innocent IV. And this was out of CBS News. The letter from Pope the Innocent asked for Rome to help to defeat an onslaught of foreign invaders, an apparent reference to migrants in the 21st century. And it was the Catholic Church that stopped the march of Islam in Europe. It was the Catholic Church that did that, regardless of how people view it and how they felt, whether it was right or wrong. Well, the church realized that the governments did not have the power nor the will to want to stop the onslaught of the Muslim invasion during the Dark Ages in that vicinity, in that time period. Exactly what is happening in Syria today, the Greek, the Roman, or the Russian Orthodox Church has been the army that has been at war with the Muslim terrorist, the radical terrorist, radical Islam in Syria. Vladimir Putin has used the Russian military, the forces in Syria, also to protect the Russian Orthodox believers. And this is the way it has to be. So, Blaz Orban, Deputy Minister for the Prime Minister's Office, described the historical importance of the letter on Twitter. He said that the king warned, back at that time, the king warned of the looming threat of the Tartar invasion and called for the unity of Europe. He was ignored. 35 years later, HU fended off the Tartars with great bloodshed. So, this is what's happening with the Catholic Church. The globalist pope of the Catholic Church, the church in Thyatira, the great Thyatiran church in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, the final church in that book. John the Apostle, when he wrote the Apocalypse, he mentioned the Roman Catholic Church, the church in Thyatira. So that is who the Catholic Church is today, and many Christians, many of the Catholics, the bishops, some cardinals internationally, do not recognize Pope Francis as the legitimate pope of the Catholic Church. They use that term, the papal seat is empty. Many Christians internationally do not recognize him. Many Catholics internationally are not behind the Pope and his globalist agenda. They haven't been behind him. He was in Argentina, when he came out of Argentina, he was a socialist, a fascist. He watched while many of the Argentine people were murdered. So now we're starting, we're on a roll, we'll keep going. We'll be right back.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Abortion is murder, right? You shall not murder. It's the sixth commandment. But the pro-life industry says it's not murder. If the baby's due in 6 months or more. What? If the abortionist follows sanitary procedure. Excuse me? Then you can kill the baby? Legally? Join Colorado Right to Life and act to stop abortion today and to end it for all time. Search Colorado Right to Life right now to find out how. That's Colorado Right to Life right now.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Okay, we're going to finish with the incident in Hungary. The president of Hungary addressing problems with Pope Francis. Now, the article goes on. Again, this article was on the 18th of September, neonnettle.com. Hungary warns Pope Francis, you are allowing Christianity to die. At the end of the article, it states, however, Pope Francis is unlikely to change his mind, and this was emphasized when he told a crowd in Budapest that the Hungarians should extend their arms to everyone, referring to the migrants and refugees. Now, this is the globalist plan. This is a strategy of the globalists internationally, and that plan is to disrupt the nations, to bring disruption, to cause hardships financially to each of the European nations that are receiving these immigrants. It's happening right here in America. It is the Hegelian dialectic. You create the problems, and then you can control everything eventually. I'm simplifying. The article goes on to say that the Pope has repeatedly performed public relations stunts to advocate for mass migration from non-Christian countries into the West, including, infamously, when he met with the Rwandan refugee who later went on to kill a French priest and burn down a cathedral. Pope Francis, the Catholic people, can be loyal beyond what would be sane because of religion, because they are from born Catholic, they will be Catholic until they die, and they will, whoever is the Pope of the Catholic Church, they don't care. They're not concerned. The Pope is the Pope. But they don't realize that this is not the legitimate Pope. He's a globalist. He's working with the globalist, all the globalist people. He's working with George Soros. He's working with the Obama administration. Well, he did work with the Obama administration. He's still working for the Obama administration in hiding. There's another word I'm trying to think of. And the administration that is being directed by Joe Biden. He's working with the globalists in Davos, with Klaus Schwab in the matter of the global reset. He is involved with Bill Gates and the people in the World Health Organization that are carrying out the plan to depopulate. You see, Pope Francis, I do not believe, as a Christian, as someone who is born again, there are many who share my view, that Pope Francis is not a true Christian. He is an imposter. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing, in the position in the Vatican that is leading the Catholic Church away from the doctrines of the faith, the theology of the faith, the true faith within Catholicism. And within Catholicism, you have the bishops and the cardinals and the men, the priests, who basically, there is a war taking place in the Vatican, in the Catholic Church internationally. You have two sides. You have those that are helping Pope Francis with his agenda to move the Catholic Church in the direction that Francis wants it to go. You know, even, I'm trying to think of an example, even Christ had enemies, and the Christian churches have enemies. And what did Christ do when the enemies came to try to apprehend him, to take him to the cross early? He had to run through the crowds. He had to get away. He would flee. And with the Pope, bringing in a hostile religion, Islam, and trying to blend it and cause it to work with true Christianity is impossible. There are two different kingdoms. There is a kingdom of darkness, a kingdom of hatred, a kingdom of violence. Then there is a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of light, and a kingdom of love. And for people that cannot see that, then there's nothing I could do to help open their eyes except just put what the evidence is before them and let them make their decisions. So this is what's happening within the Catholic Church. You have a globalist. This is why in the book of Revelation chapter 2, to the church in Thyatira, if you will go read what God says and what God had John write down concerning the Catholic Church, John makes it very clear that he was to write what the angel told him to write. And he said that he, God, is going to throw the Catholic Church into a bed of sickness. What kind of sickness? Well, you just imagine, you look at the history of the Catholic Church, you look at what's happening with the Catholic Church presently, with the lesbian nuns, with the homosexual fathers and priests, with the pedophilia, with the history, of the Catholic Church. And the Lord said, John wrote down, that God says, I will kill her children with death. There is a great persecution coming to the Christian churches internationally. God says, I will kill her children with death. Meaning, they will die. They will die, many of them physically, and many of them spiritually will be lost forever too. The Catholic Church is not an evangelical type of a church like the evangelical churches of America. It's more of a system. It's a Nicolaitan system where you come, you sit, you kneel, you stand, you listen, you go, and you sin, and you go to confession on Saturday night, and then you go back on Sunday, and you take communion, and you sin, and the next Saturday you go to confession. And I know, that was my life till I was 23. Go sin on Friday, do communion Saturday night, try to not get involved in any type of sin Saturday night, and then take communion on Sunday. That's the Catholic Church. That's the way of the Catholic Church. But God says, I will kill her children with death, and all of the other six churches will see it, and they will know God's word is right and just. So I just wanted to begin talking about the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, the globalist agenda within the Catholic Church. Part of that agenda is to depopulate. There are some things, yes, that Pope Francis, he has to stay in step with certain things because many of the Catholics within the Catholic Church do not like abortion. There are some things that Francis stays away from. So, all right. Now, another article. Last week, the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, they have been working on an agreement. I touched on this Sunday from the Noon to One program. They made an agreement, and in that agreement, America and the UK, they want Australia to have nuclear-powered submarines with nuclear missiles. And so there was an agreement made to provide seven of the latest technology with this nuclear-powered subs to give Australia these submarines. Australia had been working with France. France was going to purchase 10 conventional submarines from the French. Australia was going to buy these from the French. But all of a sudden, last week, there is a trilateral, there's a memorandum of understanding, kind of a trilateral agreement between the UK, the United States, Australia. The UK, the United States will give these nuclear-powered submarines to Australia. For what reason? China. It wasn't spoken of in the news that way, but everybody that has common sense would know that China is a threat to Australia. And the China is a threat to the power structure of America and the mother. America has a mother in the Bible, and that mother is England. And England is a harlot, is a nation, for the most part, a God-hating nation, and she has a daughter, which has been a God-fearing, God-loving, God-respecting nation until just recently, and little by little over the last decades, the mother and the daughter are the same. Like mother, like daughter. UK, they're giving these ships to Australia because we have to have a presence in the Pacific, in the Asian area. And so we did. We made that agreement. I believe this agreement was already in the works as far back as March when Joe Biden went to Davos for the get-together with the nations there, Davos 7. Now they just got together for, I think, something like another G20, I think. Nancy Pelosi's over there. We might talk about that in a second. But anyhow, China is the threat. So when this happened, France was pretty upset, but the Chinese were upset too. Were upset also. Now, shortly after the alliance was announced, this is out of the dailymail.co.uk. After this alliance was announced, the Australian Defense Minister Peter Dutton admitted that war with China is possible, with Taiwan likely to be the flashpoint. We've been discussing that for the last half a year. China will definitely at some point make a move on her sister nation, Taiwan. But the standoff entered a new phase on Thursday, again, when Australia, the UK, the US announced its new defense pact to share military technology that will include giving Russia or Australia its first fleet of nuclear submarines. Now, because of that, China decided to trade tit for tat. So China flies 10 aircraft, including fire jets, into Taiwan's airspace, ramping up tensions just a day after the Australian-UK-US pact was signed. So immediately there was a trade, a tit for tat. China is making it clear she's not going to be pushed around. Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 1360 KHNC Radio, AM Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally,
the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the Town Group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the Town Group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the Town Group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The Town Group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Dennis Prager here, reminding you to join me weeknights for conversation about today's burning issues, the ones that sometimes keep you up at night, so you can listen to me. Dennis Prager, weeknights 9 to midnight on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 KHNC.
Right, we're going to continue. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com for the programs throughout the week. And on the weekend, programs that you missed, they're archived, and you can get to them. The programs are streamed daily, Monday, all 24 hours a day, around the clock, 7 days a week. And the podcast section is 1360KHNC.com to the podcast area on top. Hit that and go down to the different hosts and the programs that you might want to listen to. Sunday from 8 to 11, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, that I host that as a Christian church service to the audience. And then again, every Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. Now, the reason this is important, the people are being told by the militaries of the world that China is a threat to the plans of the West. Russia is a threat to the globalist powers, with Russia, with China. Both are a threat. Both have left the petrodollar banking system. There are other nations that want to jump from that system also. The power that the West has had and the control that the West has had was due to the petrodollar system. Any nation that had planned to drop and remove itself from a petrodollar system was invaded. Iraq, King Hussein, murdered. Muammar Gaddafi, Libya, and others, other nations. The globalist objectives, they have to remove threats to what they have planned. They did remove Donald Trump. He's still legitimately the president. Now with this bombshell about Hillary Clinton's attorney, who was actually on the payroll to work things out to help upend Donald Trump's 4 years, really, by bringing in this matter of the Trump-Russia collusion. I have the article in front of me. I don't want to go to that. I want to back up, go back to China. China is not going to go away. Xi Jinping is making that clear to the Western nations, making it clear to the UK, to the United States, to all of the European nations. China is not going to go away. This is her time to be in the spotlight. China is not going to be backed into a corner. So by presenting that, I personally do not know how this world will go into through the year of 2030 and the year of January 1st, 2031. I do not know how the present world and what's happening is going to make it to January 1st, 3031, without Armageddon have taken place and Jesus Christ having come back to go to Armageddon and destroy the armies of the West, the Islamic armies that will be prevailing internationally, and China. These three great armies are going to have to be destroyed at Armageddon. So, are we going to be able to make it, the world, without Christ coming back and stopping and ending the wars, lest no flesh be saved? Are we going to make it to January 1st, 2031? I don't think so. And as I present these to this audience, you can see the conflict that has been escalating for the last year. And here, America makes a move on the chessboard. We're going to give nuclear submarines, nuclear-powered, and with weapons. And in the articles I've read, they say, but there won't be any atomic, there won't be any nuclear warheads. We know that is a straight-out lie. You don't build something like these submarines to put TNT on the end of a warhead. There's no way. So we're not deceived. We're not fooled. We're not buffoons. The rest of the world can be, but we're not. No, there's going to be warheads on these missiles in these submarines, and they will use them on China if need be. They have these smaller nukes that they can actually, I think, shoot out of a small howitzer. They've been using them in the Middle East, in Iraq War, in Afghanistan. That's why there's so many people sick and ill because of radiation poisoning. And many of the soldiers that came back from the wars in Afghanistan, they are also sickly because of radiation poisoning. During the time of Ronald Reagan, the Department of Defense came out and said, we have a way of lobbing a small 10-pound or 40-pound howitzer or a mortar and maybe drop the thing out through 2.5 to 5 miles, and it's just got a small nuke on it. Well, do you think that the soldiers in the Army and the Marines, do you think they were happy with the thought of launching a small nuclear weapon from a mortar or a howitzer, a small howitzer? Well, that was in like 82, 83. Well, they've been using it in the 90s in Afghanistan. China's not going to go away. China now flying, they have taken 10 Chinese aircraft, including fighter jets. They entered the airspace of Taiwan. Taipei scrambled its fighters and activated missile defenses to turn them back. Chinese fighters quickly retreated, but two other aircraft an anti-submarine plane and a spy plane made a circuit along the island's south coast. This comes after this UK, US, and Australia defense agreement. So China is making it clear, we'll retaliate. After all these bombs are dropped, we'll still have people left. You won't, but we will. Then, now, this move to the west about halfway across Asia. Let's leave the Pacific off the coast of China. Let's go to Middle Asia, the middle of Asia. Let's go to what's happening in Iraq. This is going to interest you. So you better hang on, because we're about to see Bible prophecy being fulfilled once again. So we'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Hi listeners, Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Continuing with what I left off with, an interesting scenario is developing in Syria. Russia has had troops in Syria to protect the Russian Orthodox and the Orthodox Christians from Islamic attacks. The United States, we have had our forces in Syria for decades. And last week, Vladimir Putin stated at the end of the week that he had an impromptu meeting with Bashar Assad of Syria. And in their talks, Putin told Assad that, you know, you are a nation, you're a king, you have a right to be sovereign, you have a right to address what is happening in your country, and there's no reason for you to have American forces in Syria interfering with your domestic programs and what you want to do. So you really need to tell the U.S. military, the Pentagon, the government, to please get your troops and move them, get them out. And so I get this article 2 days ago on Saturday, SputnikNews.com. Washington has a proven track record failing its allies, said former Kurdish official, whereas such countries as Iran and Russia are known for standing by their partners and fighting for them until the end. Okay, why is this one sentence important? For those that know Bible prophecy, Russia has been once again practicing diplomacy to begin negotiations with Turkey. They've always had a good relationship with Iran, continuing in negotiations with Syria, with Bashar Assad, working with the nations along Russia's borders, diplomacy, to basically prepare for a coming war that Russia is going to be involved in with many of these nations and these friends, and that war is going to take place in the mountains of Jordan, the nation of Jordan, just east of the Jordan River. It's Bible prophecy. Now, going back to this, what is happening in Syria, American troops are being moved out of Syria. With the pullout from Afghanistan officially over, the United States is now looking to meet another deadline and withdraw its forces from Iraq, where they have been stationed since 2003. There are 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq. And eventually, the United States is going to move the forces out of Iraq. Why? Because Russia and Iran are going to move through Iraq as they move to war on the mountains of Israel. And the U.S. troops, I don't believe, are going to be in that area to interfere with the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 38 and 39, a prophecy that talks about a war in which Iran, ancient Persia, and present-day Russia joined together to attack Israel. So, we are beginning to see Russia. She's going to protect Asia, Central Asia, but at the same time, she's going to make amends with these four nations down south. And American forces are not going to be in Iraq right at this time. Later, I believe they will go back. But presently, I think the U.S. will remove these troops, a lot of them, from Iraq. And I think that America will eventually move a lot of the troops out of Syria. And why do I believe that? Because eventually, Israel is going to invade Syria and destroy the nation or the city of Damascus. Because the city of Damascus is the brain center for the Islamic terrorists in that region, Hamas, Hezbollah. American forces, when Israel moves into Syria, I believe that Israel does not want to murder, kill, harm U.S. troops in any way. So I believe that when Israel fulfills that prophecy to invade Syria and destroy Damascus, I believe that because of the agreements that we have with Israel, the United States has with Israel, Israel does not want to cause any conflict with the United States government. And when that war takes place, when Israel moves into Damascus, I think that the Israeli government, they're going to have to respond to the attacks that are going to come. And I think that, biblically speaking, I think most of the U.S. forces will be out of the Syrian vicinity, so that Israel will not have to face any type of criticism over harming American troops in any way. So we're watching a scenario develop presently that is very interesting, and we're going to continue to watch it, because as these articles come out, then I'm going to present what I'm seeing, so that you'll kind of have ahead of, you'll be ahead of the game. You'll know ahead of time what might be coming. So, well, we're going to finish out in a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com podcast section, The Present Truth.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen, and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
Okay, so we're going to watch what's going to happen there in the Middle East. Tell you what, the multi-armed Shiva, there are arms everywhere, and when we're watching the two or three left arms on the Shiva's body, the four or five arms on the right side of the Shiva's body are doing something else. And how are we going to keep up? How are we going to know what's going on? Well, just keep coming back. We'll see what all these arms are doing throughout the world. Australia, the UK, the United States make an agreement to sell submarines to Australia to fight China. China is sending aircraft over Taiwan. China is sending ships off the coast of the Aleutian Islands. So the U.S. Coast Guard in the Aleutian Islands is watching what China is doing there. Russia is watching China take ships up into the Arctic. And then at the same time in Venezuela has been hurting because nobody's buying their oil. Well, China has been sending technicians oil people over to Venezuela to try to assist Venezuela so that I don't know if China is buying oil from Venezuela, but China is sending people that are skilled in drilling. So we're just having to watch everything that's going on. Then on top of that, the president, you know, there has to be a little bit of joy in his life, so they photographed him riding a bicycle. He better be careful because you can really get hurt on bicycles. People don't believe that, but you can hurt yourself. I mean, can you imagine Joe trying to put his feet up on the front fork? You know how we used to do and ride, put our feet up there to rest? What if he gets his foot in the spokes? Well, it's going to do two things. He's going to break his foot, and the second thing is going to flip the bike, and he's going to land on his head, and we don't want him to have a head injury. The guy, he's got to lead a country. He's got to lead a nation. He has to lead an empire. So he better be careful. And I remember years ago when we had a 10-speed bike, and I didn't have, and my buddies, we were all the same way. We didn't have brakes on the front. So what we would do is we didn't have a fender, so we would stick our foot between the front forks on top of the tire, and that was the way we would brake. And it worked. It wore out our shoes. We got in trouble, but at least we were able to stop, you know, not ride out into the street and get run over by a car or else run somebody over. Worst thing is these darn dogs, they would chase you and they'd come biting and you come in trying to bite your foot and you got to pedal with your left leg because you got your right foot up on the hand, on the bar, and you're pedaling with one foot. Well, anyhow. So many things are happening. Now, I was going to get to Nancy, our good old friend Nancy. She went to the UK. While she was there, she was mobbed by crowds chanting, "Go home. We know Trump won. You're not welcome here. Trump won." And they were telling her, "Go home. Don't come back." And also they were shouting, "You are not welcome here, definitely. The whole world knows you're a fraud. Shame on you." You could hear the bullhorns. And then she asked a question, "What happened to all the children, Nancy? Go back to Epstein's Island." Whoopsie daisy. The world knows what happened at Epstein's Island, but the American people don't. The voters in California don't. Go back to Epstein Island, Nancy. We'll see you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Join me tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Podcast 1360khnc.com.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our preferred metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.